Yeah, Scott Slocum Trio in the background there. Scott with the, I don't know his voice get that high with those notes. But anyway, thank you, Scott, and welcome to the Business Report brought your way by Werma Rogers Rana Ruzan. And by the way, the managers are in-house. Over 50 years of experience, Werma Rogers Rana Ruzan, your full-service CPA firm, delivering accounting, tax, and audit solutions to meet the advisory and compliance regulatory needs of their clients. The professionals at WRDR highly trained and well-versed in a variety of industries. WRDR brings the expertise of a large firm with the personal attention and individualized approach you can only receive from a local mid-sized firm. Werma Rogers Rana Ruzan have been serving the Joliet area and surrounding communities since 1957. And yes, they are the largest locally owned accounting firm in Will County. Now, whether you're establishing a new business, working to grow your company, or planning to retire, or just maybe you need help with your taxes, from audits to income tax prep, it's WRDR, Werma Rogers Rana Ruzan, at 755 Essington in Joliet. And for more info, call them at 815-730-6250 or go to their website at WRDR.com. All right, we're back here. I'm Richard Fredrickson, and with me today are the managers over at Werma Rogers Rana Ruzan, Kate Napier, and Tom Lancaster. To both of you, welcome and good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
It's great
morning.
To have you here. And this is your first visit to the studios. I seem to think now, since I believe Mary's probably listening and Kathy's probably listening and a few others at the firm, they're probably thinking, now this is going to be our representatives from now on. So let's find out about our guest, and then we'll get into things about Werma Rogers Rana Ruzan and a couple of tax tips before you leave here. Katie, tell me about yourself and what you do over there at the firm.
Sure. I graduated from UIC in Chicago with my bachelor's and then went on to get my master's in accounting. From there, I got my certified public accountant license, the CPA. During that process, I started interning at Werma Rogers about 11 years ago. And today, I am a manager. A little bit about what a manager does is supervising our staff, training staff, going out looking for prospective clients.
We don't have this on Channel 6 right now, but we are going to record the show, though. But 11 years ago, you look like you're 18 years old, so you look great
for
a manager.
Thank you.
Same thing with this other guy that's in the room here, Tom.
We found a way around the child labor laws.
There you go. All right, Tom, tell me about yourself.
I'm also a manager. I also graduated from UIC, but only with a bachelor's. I'll be the first to admit Katie's smarter than I am, which is why she got to go first. I'm also a CPA. My prior work experience, my first job out of college was with the IRS. I was a revenue agent for about 3 years. Also spent a couple of years. So then I made the jump to public accounting. Started working with at Crowe Horwath. I was a senior staff there. I was at that firm for 2 years. And then that was when there was a partner at WRDR who kind of started doing a little arm twisting to see if I was looking to maybe change firms. You might know.
And so you did, right?
Yeah.
And so you did. And it's great because you both have you've added, there's a youthful look to the firm these days, and a lot of changes internally there at the firm, all on the positive side. It continues to grow. It is, as I've said for years, Will County's largest locally owned accounting firm, and it's kind of like a family over there if you really get to know the folks over there. And so while you're listening, if you are in business, or if you're an entrepreneur or someone thinking about getting into business, or you have some really complicated tax issues, you need to listen in here and find out what kind of services that this firm does. Just real briefly, a thought just occurred to me. I'm finding out a bit about Katie and Tom. What the heck do managers do?
So we cover, everyone at our firm it's not going to be like a larger firm where you typically specialize. So usually at the larger firms, they specialize in either audit or tax. Everyone, for the most part, does everything at our firm, which means that managers have audit clients, tax clients, and then tax would include individuals and corporations. But then, you know, so just like an overview of on an audit, we typically would supervise the staff. We would review their work and make sure that when the audit, along with the report, is submitted to the partner, they should be able to do a high-level review before the report is issued. And then with tax returns, we're working more toward being able to review the tax returns and take some of the stuff off the partner's plates. And then also, like Katie mentioned, we groom the staff, and we don't wash them, groom them, but groom them as far as train the staff. We're responsible for reviewing their work, and then we also get involved in prospecting. So we're expected to start bringing in clients.
Okay. All right.
Part of that is getting involved in the community and other affiliations.
Okay. Katie, help me. We're going to do this a couple times during the interview, but website for more information and the phone number to follow up on different topics that we may just lightly touch on here during the interview.
Our website is www.wrdr.com, and a phone number that we can be reached at is 815-730-6250.
Great. Tom and Katie, I'm sure that Jack Rogers gave you the tip sheet about the question I'm about to ask you now, but you have to be kind of brief.
Okay.
Because you cover a lot of years with this. Tell me about the firm.
Okay. So we've been in existence for about 60 years. We're over on Essington Road, so right behind Dame's Funeral Home. You know, as the old saying goes, the two things in life that are certain are death and taxes. So we can take care of one of those.
Yeah. You are so much like your father.
Yeah. but we are a CPA firm, which means that a certain majority of our partners have to be licensed CPAs. And right now, all four of our active partners are licensed CPAs. We are the largest privately owned CPA firm in Will County. And we serve mainly the Will County area, but, I mean, we have clients that stretch as far as central to western Illinois. Also, you know, as far as our staff, so for our recruiting, we typically focus on some of the area schools. We hire a lot from USF, a lot from Lewis. We also have interns from JJC.
Good. That makes sense because mm-hmm. people have been, most of these students are, if not born and raised in Will County, they come from the surrounding communities.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I know well enough that Lewis has many other students from all over the place, and certainly St. Francis has them in the islands on the online classes and things. But that's a great philosophy to, you know, there's little trucks around Joliet and cars, you know, buy local. Well, it's also a good idea to hire local as well. So tell me, Katie, well, you can join in, Tom, with this as well, but let's start off with services because there's quite a few, and we'll kind of give some subtext to some of these services. But go ahead. I know that one of the things that you're really well known for is audits.
Correct. So we basically have three departments at our firm that can be broken down into audit, tax preparation and planning, and then our managed accounting services. Our first service audits, we do audits for governmental clients. Those can range from small school districts all the way to large cities and villages. We also do not-for-profit audits as well as for-profit audits of companies. Our next service is tax preparation and planning. This ranges from individuals, corporations, partnerships, trusts, estates, non-for-profits. And then we also do managed accounting. So this is where you're going to see your bookkeeping type services. Those range from providing assistance to actually maintaining the financial records. We compile financial statements. We file sales tax returns, we file payroll returns, and we also do a little bit of payroll ourselves.
The actual payroll. Mm-hmm. Working with a payroll company?
We do some, but then we also work with a payroll provider. Okay. And I think what we do is, based on the client's needs, we kind of help them determine if it makes more sense to go with a payroll provider or if it makes more sense for us to do it. So that's a decision we'll help them make.
You know, I don't know if I saw this in here or if I'm thinking back on a previous interview, but you also do business evaluations?
We do. Yeah, that's sort of Howard's area of expertise.
And he has been the main individual from Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan for years, coming on the show, helping us out with not only business evaluations, but tax time as well.
Yeah, and a lot of that, so with a lot of the valuations, you know, some of that can be used in litigation too. Thinking back to the last client of mine that Howard did a valuation on, there was it was a family and they were buying out one of the brothers, and you know, he helped them determine basically what value should be allocated to the brother. Mm-hmm. And we don't tell them how much to pay them, but it helped them determine, you know, sort of what was due to him when he stepped away.
Okay. Again, Tom, if you would, the phone number and website, because we've got people in and out of their cars listening to the radio for 5-6 minutes and then they're off into their offices or shops or whatever, wherever they're at.
Sure. Website is WRDR.com. And the phone number, 815-730-6250. And make sure when you call to ask for Kathy Thomas. No.
Okay, very good. Kathy's going to thank you for
that.
Katie, you know, one of the interesting and I think unique things about Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan is not only the tax services, the audit services, and the business evaluations, and all the other services and products that you offer the public, is that you also are very active in the community. Why don't you open the door on that a little bit and tell us some of the things that Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan are active in.
Sure.
The community.
All four of our partners encourage various staff to be very active in the community. Some examples that we have of WRDR being active in local community, a few of our partners, I believe, are members of Rotary. We are a member, our firm is a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We've had staff participate in Homes for Hounds, which was
County Habitat fundraiser.
Right. Yeah. We've attended the chef's tasting for CDS. We had a few of our partners, or maybe just one, do the Women Build for Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, and you may have seen that one on WGN, too.
Okay.
So that one got some coverage.
And, of course, we also are very active and participate in golf outings and galas throughout the year.
And in addition to that, there are probably some others that are, and we apologize if we don't get them all in there, but there's another partner at Werman Rogers Duran & Ruzan that's active with two other women who show up here on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of their shows, and I don't know how many years they've been doing this, but they interview and showcase and highlight and support so many community organizations and events and activities, and not only Joliet, but all of Will County, from theater to fundraising to maybe perhaps, I love his Home for Hounds, mm-hmm. for Habitat for Humanity and beyond that. And I've always looked at that show. I always get the Women of WJOL, I think they call themselves. But there are also a lot of events, emceeing and getting out into the public. And that's also a part. You know, that's Mary Lancaster and Natalie Manley, who is a rep, but she's also still, I think, involved with the firm.
Yeah, she's a senior staff.
There you go. And Lynn Lichtenauer, who is the iconic queen of Joliet and Will County, you know, it would be here for the entire day if I told you all the organizations that she's with and has been over the years. So, all right, now let's get into something that we need to get to right now, and that is tax changes in this year, 2018.
Yeah, so just a couple of areas to highlight. So there's going to be the increase in the standard deduction. So what that means for, married filing jointly. So I'll give examples of the two most common filing statuses are either married filing jointly or single, or at least the ones that you hear highlighted most frequently. So married filing jointly, that's going to go up to $24,000, up from $12,700 last year, so almost double the 2017. Single increased standard deduction will now be $12,000, which is up from $6,350 last year. And all of this is part of the effort to simplify some of the tax code. And we'll get to, you'll see why when we get down. So again, personal exemptions are eliminated. So that used to be $4,050 per person. Child tax credit is increased to $2,000. Last year it was $1,000, and that's $2,000 per child under the age of 17. And when I mentioned simplifying, so part of that is we have some of these increased standard deductions, but then some of the itemized deductions are going to go away. So like the property tax deduction is going to be capped at $10,000. And then those miscellaneous itemized deductions, which are subject to 2% of your adjusted gross income, those are eliminated. So things that used to be deductible, like investment fees or tax preparer fees, those are going away for 2018. One nice increase with the itemized deductions is the charitable contributions deduction is increasing. So used to be able to deduct 50% of cash contributions. Now it's 60%.
Hmm. Katie, we have a few other ones that, to touch on here, and I'll do that with you. But how does a firm alert your clients of these? And we're on the radio now, but people have to prepare, whether they're in business or individuals. You know, they're paying quarterlies. Those are coming up June 15th, I think. Something right. Like that. How do the business? Is there a form that you use, or is there a way to communicate with your customers, your clients, let them know about these changes? So it's not only when they sit down with you or bring in a cigar box full of papers or a bag full of papers.
We try to post as much as we can on our website.
Okay.
Which we mentioned earlier is www.wrdr.com. We also are always available and always ready to take phone calls, especially this year with the upcoming changes. And we also try to communicate a little bit on our Facebook page as well.
Okay. And the miscellaneous itemized deductions, tell me that again. What is that?
Miscellaneous itemized deductions, those are deductions that are subject to 2% of AGI. A few of those, the common ones are investment fees and tax preparer fees. Mm-hmm. Those are being eliminated in 2018.
Okay. And then is there anything else I forgot? We do about the category of just taxes alone?
Limited? Yeah, that's just hitting some of the main bullet points for what's going to be changing next year. So we're focusing on some of the tax changes. There's also been the corporate tax rate. You'll hear a lot about that, the corporate tax rate decreasing. We chose not to cover that too much because it really impacts such a small amount of our clients. While we do corporations, what a lot of people don't know is the majority of corporations you come across don't even pay income tax. They're not subject to federal income tax because most of the businesses you see, the small businesses, are either an S corp or are a partnership, which means there is no federal income tax. It flows through to the owners. So the majority of the corporate tax returns we do don't even pay federal income tax at the corporate level.
But those owners pay.
Correct. Yeah. So they would be more concerned with the personal tax changes.
Gotcha. Well, now you've learned something, huh? Out there. We're taping this show, so I think it's going to go on your website later on. Don't be going you know, today, but it'll get up there. You have this wonderful webmaster there, Wilmer Rogers Radaruzan. His magic is in that back office over there. I visited him.
What's Bob, his name again? Bob Veranda, our IT director.
Roberto, yeah.
He's also our resident golf outing organizer.
Well, there you go. Yes, there you go. Lots of activity this summer, and Wilmer Rogers Radaruzan will be involved in it. If you have a business, you're starting a business, you're an entrepreneur, you're an individual who needs really good professional techs, folks who know what they're doing, have known what they're doing for 60 years. I would also suggest and recommend that when you come to Wilmer Rogers Radaruzan, you ask for a tour to Jack Rogers' office and get the story from the original. He's still there. Great guy, wonderful staff, fantastic company, and I hope that a decision is being made there at the towers over there at Wilmer Rogers Radaruzan. They have the two of you come back because, you know, we don't retain all this information. We'll need to have a refresher course perhaps in October, November, or earlier. I think we're planning on either folks from Wilmer Rogers Radaruzan being here maybe on a quarterly or monthly basis. And if not you folks, I know Mary and Kathy have given me a couple of folks who are clients who will come on the show and we'll talk with their, showcase their businesses as well. It's been a delight to do that. The show is on every single Thursday, and it's been, I think, 10 years or more that Wilmer Rogers Radaruzan has been sponsoring us and helping us to let folks in the business world have a little bit of time to be showcased. So we thank Tom and Katie and the whole staff and partners at WRDR. And I know the website because it's WRDR.com. And their phone number, so that you have any questions on that, would be, I'll help you with this. It's
815-730-6250.
Now, at this time, I usually give the WRDR pen and cups to our guests. But I think you probably have a collection. Next up, the car show is coming your way. I thank you for listening, for visiting with us, and you are listening to 1340 WJOL, Will County's News, Talk, and Sports.